Okay, so I'm going to talk to you about ROS IDEAL CPP and how you can make your ROS2 builds faster. And even if you're not using ROS2, you should be able to apply at least some of that to your own projects. So first, before talking about ROS IDEAL CPP, we need to look at ROS IDEAL. ROS IDEAL, it's a set of packages that is responsible for building your messages. So here we have an example for the PX4 messages package. And this is the build process. Every color is a step in the build process. And we can see that we have basically two types of steps. We have 10 long Python processes that are the ROS IDEAL generators. They're taking quite a lot of time for this package because the PX4 messages has over 100 interfaces. So it takes a lot of time to generate interfaces. And there are smaller compilation steps that also need to be run so you can use your messages in your projects. So for this package on my machine, it took a minute 21 to build, so it's quite long. It's a large package, but it's long just for interfaces. So my first idea was to re-implement everything in C++. And by doing so, the generators are between 30 to 300 times faster. So now the build is down to 13.8 seconds. So it's much faster. We can barely see the generators anymore. They're in blue at the beginning. We have the generator for the Python interfaces at the end. And in the middle, there is like two or three of them. But it's much faster, and now we see that it's actually the compilation steps that are the bottleneck. Some of them are quite small at the beginning. The first ones are